Coast Border Women Fish Dealers in Kasese District have appealed to the government to intervene into what they describe as high taxes, discrimination and sexual harassment, which they say are gradually fueling smuggling and forcing many traders out of the business in the Bondo market. Speaking during a dialogue meeting organized by Climo Trust at Windsor International Hotel on Wednesday, Ms. Mariana Masikamafuta, one of the Coast Border fish dealers, told Commissioner Richard E. Rugadia from the Ministry of Agriculture that traders frequently face extortion, unfavorable currency exchange rates and discrimination. Factors, he said, have contributed to the collapse of many small-scale businesses. Ms. Mariana speaking.
Unaingia kwenye biashara na pesa kako kadogo, unashindwa kama utatumika nini. Watusaidie kitu moja, waambie wa Sudani wakileta biashara yao waruhusu kila mmoja abebe anazoziwezi. Lakini unapokatala kununua balo nzima, ukikata hapo kama ilikuwa balo ya kilo 1000, ukikamata kilo 500 watakubebesha na ile ile yenye uliacha, na mwisho watakutia hata kwa jera kwa sababu umekatala kufanya nini, kulipa mzigo wote. Sasa wamama wengi wamejifukuza sokoni, hakuna anayesimamia mwenzake. Kufatana na hiyo shida, sasa watoto wengi wamekuwa wizi. Ana hata ana 200,000, hawezi pata mwenye anampa mzigo. Hata ana 2,000,000, hawezi pata mwenye anampa kilo, hiyo hata pata fasi ya kuzikati. Ana shibatoto bamefika wote wamekuwa wizi. Wanabakia sasa wanakoa na kamata vitu kwa njia mbovu mbovu ili naye apate namna ya kuishi. Wanapomaliza kukamata vile buwizi wizi, na wamama wanakaa pembeni na lake zake mbili anawanunua. Sasa soko inakuwa kama haina msimamo, juu biashara na bei zinaenda ovyo, hakuna namna tunafanya.
Mrs. Zira Babu, one of the fishwomen from Busia, narrated that women in the fish trade experience sexual harassment from landing sites all the way to the markets. She said the virus has not only fueled domestic violence and poverty, but has also exposed women to serious health risks, including HIV/AIDS. Ms. Zuria Babu speaking.
Cross-border trade of fish, and one of them being sexual harassment as a major issue that young women are facing in the market. Right from the lake when they're fishing, or where they're supposed to get fish, straight to the market, and at the point of transportation where they have to load their fish to go to the market. Recently I had a meeting that I was in, and a young lady came out clearly crying, saying she was harassed in the market where she carries out her daily duties, and also so she lost her money in the process because maybe she didn't give in what exactly was expected out of her by someone in the market. It's access to finance.
In response, the Commissioner Richard Rugandi expressed empathy with the affected traders and pledged to forward their concerns to the relevant authorities for action. Mr. Daniel Ojambo, the Public Relations Officer for Kilimo Trust, said the dialogue was aimed at engaging community stakeholders and a new project titled Women and Youth and Economic Empowerment in Fisheries for Inclusive Market Access, designed to promote safer, more inclusive and fair cross-border trade for all participants in the fisheries value chain.